Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Obscure. My name is Thea, and I'm a film director, music video maker, and editor from Georgia. Let's get started. I was looking through my old notes, and I found this little phrase that I heard on the street when I was in Batumi. A father was schooling his son, saying, "Hey boy, if we didn't have a constitution, we would all be crooked." And so ironic now, where court is completely against people. Judges are ready to take up international penalties and bans and take the risk of losing their reputation just to push things through locally. And those things are unimaginable because they're arresting a bunch of teenagers, stretching the court to the no end, and then changing the paragraph by which they were assessing them. And then young people are being put to jail, even though there was no evidence supporting it. What strikes me is that actually some of the courts that are not connected to the protests have been decided against ruling parties. For example, our Minister of Culture has lost a number of courts against people, but she's still in power, and even pressured to the point where she's speaking the opposite things to what she would tell maybe 10 years ago. And now she's just doing whatever she's ordered to. So what kind of information does the ruling party have that they can pressure the court and politicians? The court is supposed to stay even after the government goes, because judges are there for life, right? So there must be some sort of a very strong piece of information for them to be able to pressure the court to do things like that. If they're still doing whatever they're doing, even under European sanctions, the stakes must be really high. Of course, corruption is nothing new for post-Soviet countries, but what makes it so powerful is we don't know exactly what kind of power and pressure is being applied behind the scenes. And what we don't know, we can't confront. That's the scariest thing. However, what we know for the fact is that even though they were desperate to win the cases against protesters, they couldn't go around the law and existing jurisdiction. A lot of lawyer friends of mine would tell me in the past that there is no law that you can't go around. There's always a back door. So if you are smart enough, you can just use it. That's probably the dark side of democracy that they don't want us to know about, or rather to think about. It's really true what the father told the son. The only thing that is protecting democracy and what democracy stands on is a legal system which provides protection to you and which helps you to maintain balance of power. But the question that rose for me is, what if the goal of the authoritarian rule is not to use the legal system, but actually destroy the trust towards legal system, so that people no longer rely on constitution to protect them? And that's exactly why they had to find a legal way to put those teenagers to jail. After the reputation of the court has already been destroyed, government has much more power over them, so it's easier for them to manipulate the people behind the law. Basically, then they more freely use law against people. And once there is an aggression, it's easy for the government to quickly go back to the legal systems and use them once again, but this time against the aggressive people. It creates a fear which quiets down those who aren't able to confront and aggravates the aggression in those who are still able to fight. Or I'd rather say are willing to fight, because life of their relatives and friends are at stake. Also, now that simple people and masses have no more trust towards the law because they already know that law is against them, it's even easier to reinforce the fear in the society and quiet down the weak ones. And active bullying of angry family members and protesters towards the judges only reinforces this power system. Or we dare not to say this to the desperate mothers whose children are in jail, right? The situation is quite difficult, to put it simply. And probably that's been the strategy that they used so far. The problem is that for some reason, even though we all saw the pictures in the media where some of the protesters were using fireworks to confront the police, none of those have been arrested, and instead they took those who were basically innocent. It sounds counter-logical for me. Like, why would a government intentionally arrest people who are innocent? Were they so desperate that they needed to just get anybody and then frame them as a violent group to win this? For unaware people, it forms doubt, because then we have just two options. One is that there are actually separate groups that are being aggressive, but the peaceful protesters are just closing their eyes to it, which plays perfectly for the government. Or they're the ones who actually infiltrated the sabotage groups, but because they can't legally frame themselves and put themselves into jail, they just needed some random people to put the blame on them. On top of that, in the media, there is this active propaganda telling us that there is some sort of a deep state war agent from Europe who are doing this from behind the scenes. There are too many points of view and too much information to ruminate about for the random citizens that you just don't understand who is who and what is going on. We also know that previous government wasn't as clean as they want to put themselves, and a lot of people hate them. Because of that, it's very easy to also connect the dots and blame the previous government in everything. But we don't have any evidence that the peaceful protesters are connected to them by any way. However, lack of evidence is also an evidence for some people. And while we're arguing between each other who is white and who is black, time is ticking. We'll know that not only in Georgia but everywhere, time is against the law, because legal systems take time. And at the moment when they catch up, it might be too late. When the government takes the full power over the country and establishes independent law from Europe and basically shuts the country down, it will be impossible to interfere. So we will not have any outside power to save us. And then, again, there is this powerful image of bad Europe that is created in media also, and it makes it much easier to separate from them. Obvious that Europe is also taken over by the similar kind of powers, and not only Europe, but America as well. Trump and his court system and money structures do exactly the same. Our government likes to bring up this deep state idea, but in fact they are just trying to copy Trump's actions here in Georgia. Even if we understand all that, however, it only raises the level of nihilism, because when we know that Europe and America also have no power against these forces, it means that they can't help us either, right? It's not that the majority of people are stupid, it's just that there are forces and information surrounding us which tells us there is no way out of this. I suppose the war has reached such a level that whether it's out of protection or out of greediness, but leaders of every country are implementing conservative and strict rules. They're playing chess, because destroying each other is not exactly in their interest. Not only the big giants fighting the war now is interested in fully destroying the opponent. They're more interested in aggressively establishing new boundaries where all of them still can be doing business with each other while remaining in power. Meanwhile, the majority of population of Earth is dying of poverty. So what is it that we can do in this situation? For 2 years, we've been trying to stay quiet and to wait and to see that maybe one of them takes over and we finally understand what the hell is going on. But the process is being prolonged on purpose, so we, people, actually stay quiet without the ability or any power to make decisions. And this claim is quite dual, because on one hand, it gives you a lot of power. You realize that people do have power because everybody wants to quiet us down. But on the other hand, we can't use this power because we don't have enough information. Another challenge for me is also that a lot of people don't want people like me to speak up about these kind of topics because they feel that it will put the whole operation, let's say, in danger. And a lot of people like to claim that masses are stupid. But then, if you dig a little deeper, there is this term called miser cognition, where people don't really have time to think about certain events, and because it takes a lot of mental energy to actually assess the situation, make a decision of your own, you make quick, intuitive decisions based on short pieces of information that you get from media. And then, out of laziness or out of this miser cognition habit, a lot of people refuse the calls to get deeper into the topics and find any kind of information that would support their assumption just to stay in this easy position and keep their lives going. Not something that you could literally call a vice, because it's characteristic of all human beings. And it happens so that some parts of our society just have more time to sit down and learn more information. And then they make their logical assumptions and try to get all the other society to trust their judgment. But here, the stubborn human nature comes in again, and the question arises, why should we even trust them, not somebody else, for example? Why should I trust certain individuals who I haven't met ever in my life? We all judge other people by ourselves, and we all have some secrets in our drawers, like these little skeletons. That's why we always tend to assume that other people do as well. And if those skeletons aren't out in the open and aren't easy to pinpoint, it means that people are hiding something from you. And the first assumption, obviously, is that, okay, they're hiding something, I don't know exactly what, but maybe that's exactly what the government is telling me that they're hiding. And yes, maybe the government is violent, but at least it's out in the public. They're not hiding it for me. And that fact plays very well against the other party. You can easily assume that the protesters are actually violent, they're being funded by NGOs or some foreign powers, like deep state or whatever. And it's a quite easy argument that you can swallow, and it reinforces your doubts. Of course, the ruling party is effectively using this information to infiltrate our minds. Knowing that there is a war raging in the world, it's easy to imagine that there are some hidden powers that are much scarier than what's on the outside. I understand that decisions have to be made quickly and some mistakes have been made. You cannot claim that it would be right to actually go by the plan that government is trying to offer us. However, we should all be aware of the global information bubble that we are living in and try to be more careful with what we say and what we do.
Thank you for your attention, and don't forget to follow, subscribe, and support.